This is a very difficult question because the immigration arrangements in relation to spouses which are resident on the mainland are quite limited when it comes to marriage to a permanent resident of the HKSAR. Effectively, because of a floodgates mechanism in place, all permanent residents of Hong Kong, whether foreign national or Chinese alike, are not allowed to sponsor their mainland national spouses into Hong Kong for dependent visas. Consequently, it's one of those strange situations where in Hong Kong, if you're not a permanent resident, you're actually advantaged as regards your mainland spouses because you can sponsor them into Hong Kong on that on the basis that you are a temporary resident. But as you're a permanent resident, that option's not available to you, I'm afraid. So the only way to deal with that particular issue is if your wife can be a resident outside of China elsewhere for at least 1 year prior to making an application for a dependent visa sponsored by you. In those circumstances, she'd be treated just like any other dependent visa applicant and should then get the visa that she's that she needs, which actually vies with what you're trying to achieve, which is allowing her to be in Hong Kong without effectively without a limit of stay, although she would have a time that she'd be restricted in relation to each period of stay the Immigration Department gave her through to 7 years. She would get an ID card and she'd be able to work straight away without any further permissions required. So, in relation to dependent visas, not going to happen unless she lives outside of Hong Kong for, outside of China for 1 year immediately prior to making an application for a dependent visa sponsored by you. Or alternatively, she's secured permanent residency in a third country first. So that's the only way that you can take advantage of the dependent visa scenario in your circumstances. In relation to two other options that you have that will grant you effectively or grant her effectively unconditional privileges to be in Hong Kong on the basis that you're seeking. If she has 10 million Hong Kong dollars and she can show that she's owned it beneficially for 2 years before making an application and she can get permanent residency in a place like the Gambia first or Sierra Leone, then she can make an application under the Capital Investment Entrance Scheme. A lot of mainlanders are coming to Hong Kong using that program, but it does require quite a significant investment and an expense in service fees to accomplish that immigration outcome. On the other hand, she could make an application under the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme, which is a 7 to a 12-month process. 23% of all applications that are lodged for Quality Migrant Admission Scheme visas are approved. The balance are denied. It's a very competitive program. But interestingly, 77% of all visas that are approved are granted to mainland residents, and a significant portion of those tend to come from the financial services sector. So given that she's a senior manager in a bank, it could be that the Quality Migrant Admission Scheme program is the way forward for her. But she's going to have to eventually move to Hong Kong and live in Hong Kong to be able to maintain that status on the basis that she gets it in the first place. So Capital Investment Entrance Scheme, Quality Migrant Admission Scheme, dependent visas, the only other option that's available to you to come here unconditionally is the one-way permit. But effectively, you're going to have to get to the back of a queue that's going to take you 10 years to process. So that's not really a practical solution to your problem. On the other hand, if she could secure a job offer from a Hong Kong employer, she could make an application under the Admission of Mainland Talents and Professionals Scheme, and that would allow her to come to Hong Kong to work for that particular employer. But it wouldn't get her in a sense unconditionally, but it would at least on the basis that she's approved allow you to continue your family lives together.